Mondays, we always catch live on the telephone R.W. Estella. I believe he's with us today. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Allison. The crunch of sunburned grass underfoot as I make my way around the garden perimeter has me hoping the brief spell of unsettled weather for the next few days is accurate. I'm fortunate to have a ready water supply to keep the vegetable crop happy, but not everywhere in Maine are supplemental conditions so sanguine. For well over a century, the U.S. Geological Survey has been making measurements in mid-August of the Piscataquis River flowage near Guilford, and never before has the river been so low, virtually a smattering of little pools among the riverbed rocks, with the barest trickle hardly an example of running water. In fact, the U.S. Geological Survey is just shy of officially declaring a drought nearly everywhere in Maine, because the Piscataquis is not the only local river or stream that is quickly beginning to resemble a western arroyo, with the major difference, of course, being that in the west and southwest, arroyos are not usually surrounded by the bountiful vegetation we have in New England. That ancient admonishment I've heard so many times in my life, stay out of the hot sun, rings especially relevant these days. Usually rendered as a good-natured parting between friends, the expression no doubt harkens back to the prehistoric past when caves were the preferred refuge and elder tribesmen had to caution the young know-nothings among them to conserve energy. This past Thursday, my fishing buddy Bob and I were trying to conserve energy. Rather than troll all over Spectacle Pond, running the canoe's electric motor endlessly and chewing up essential battery power, we made about a mile-long beeline from the white granite shore to the deepest part of the pond, sounded about 30 feet, and threw out the anchor. Then we kept casting, trying out different depths until we found the school of white perch we were looking for. Nothing too energetic, although we were definitely not staying out of the hot sun. Perhaps knowing that our steady loss of daylight since late June will soon be more pronounced to us than it has been keeps us naturally chasing the sun, as if to store up what we may while we can. Already the evenings darken not much after 7, and the mornings don't brighten until nearly 6. Even at night, however, we'll have that summer flare a while longer. Tomorrow we'll have August's full moon, known variously as the grain moon, the green corn moon, the dog's day moon, and the sturgeon moon. And maybe the most important thing to remember is that we've got fully another month before summer is technically finished with the calendar. For more on Maine, have a great day.